Hello, everybody. It is Sunday.
Sunday. And that means what?
It was church day.
I was thinking that maybe it means it's time for another emotion show.
Wait, really?
Should we do it?
The emotion show.
The emotion show. With Madison.
And Daddy.
The
emotion show.
Welcome, everyone. Are we just copying each other now?
I don't know.
That would make, you know what, Madison? If we just copied one another, that would make for a really awkward show. Do you see what I did there?
Well,
tell our listeners what I did.
Okay, wait, not yet.
Okay.
I have to say that.
Okay.
This is super embarrassing, guys, because we had to switch embarrassing to awkward.
So the emotion we're covering this week is awkward, right?
Yeah, except of embarrassing.
And tell me why you made the switch from embarrassing to awkward.
Because I don't know what we can do on embarrassing.
Because she didn't know what to do. She didn't know how to do embarrassing.
Yeah.
So we're switching to awkward.
So.
Which is good, because I think all of us have been awkward at one point or another.
Huh? Oh, yes, many times.
Many times. You know what might be good, though, before we jump into that? It's been a while since we've told them why we're doing the emotion show. Do you want to tell everyone why we're doing it?
They already know
why we're doing the emotion show, so you were not going to tell you.
If you didn't watch the first episode, then you don't know.
Yeah, so go back, listen to the first episode.
And then find out.
It's awesome.
And then you could go back to this episode.
Can I do a joke, though, to start?
Yeah.
Okay, I stole this one from my dad. Madison, you know the answer, so don't say it, okay?
I think I know it.
How many lips does a flower have?
Oh, I know.
Two lips.
Oh, no.
That's a really good joke, huh?
And if you're Mr. Cubbins' dad, he stole that from you.
If I'm Mr. Cubbins' dad. You're ridiculous. All right, why don't we jump in? What do you got?
We have to do the schedule first.
Okay, tell us the schedule.
First,
hit me with the schedule.
Ready?
She just tried to hit me.
So,
okay, tell us the schedule.
First, we tell the schedule, which we're doing, so check. And ways to calm down when you're awkward.
That was awkward. For the last part, the final part.
Game. But apparently we have no special guests this week. But maybe, I say maybe not. I don't promise it. Maybe we'll have a special guest next week.
So make sure to tune in next week, because we may have a special guest, but we may not.
So we may or we may not,
which covers all the options. Either we do or we don't.
It's a mystery.
So tune in next week to find out.
Okay.
All right. So you just did the schedule, right?
So, Checkarooski.
I checked
it off the schedule.
On the schedule-ski. All right. So, now, you know, but before we jump into ways you can calm down when you're awkward, I think we need to understand, like, what, Madison, what is awkward?
Listen to story time.
Not like what, I mean, like, what's the definition of awkward?
That's story time.
This is so awkward. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Go for it, Madison.
Story time with Madison.
This is our story segue.
With Madison. Awkward. The definition of awkward, I'm not going to say the definition because I don't know the definition.
What is your definition of awkward?
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing? But we're not doing embarrassing, we're doing awkward.
Yes, but still embarrassing. So maybe we should have just done it instead.
So you didn't want to do embarrassing because you weren't sure what was embarrassing. So you did awkward that you defined as embarrassing.
That's so weird.
Okay, so keep telling me. How do you describe or define awkward?
Awkward.
It's embarrassing?
Awkward? It's embarrassing. Let me tell a story to help us.
You know what's kind of awkward?
What?
Accent you're doing. Okay, tell the story.
The story is, once upon a time, there was this boy named Kevin.
My name is Kevin.
So perfect, this is about you. So, he was going to the playground as a little girl.
Wait, is Kevin the little girl?
No.
Okay, keep going.
So, he was just walking to the playground when he was five.
Okay, and then what happened?
So, then he was like, can I play with you? Because he had no friends. And they're like, okay. But then while they were playing, this awkward thing happened.
What happened?
He was playing, but then.
Dun, dun, dun.
Then what happened was.
Tell him what happened. You don't know what happened, do you? I get it. You telling this story without the ending is what is so awkward. And so by telling the story without knowing the ending, you're demonstrating what it is to be awkward.
No.
That's nothing.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what it is. But I think I know the ending.
Okay.
So.
Why are you still using that voice?
Because it's my story time.
It's your storytelling voice. Okay, keep going.
So rude. Nobody listened to this guy.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
So, he accidentally did somebody else's, he was in a play because his friends wanted to be in a play. And he was like, sure, I'll be in a play. And then, he said, but then what happened was,
you don't know the end of the story. Because it's a made up story. Okay, you tell us.
And so then, while they were, it was the real thing, and they practiced for months and months and months. Ready?
Go.
Da 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 da! Okay. He accidentally did somebody else's line.
He mowed someone else's lawn?
No. He did somebody else's line.
Line?
Yes.
I have no idea what that means.
Somebody else's script.
I see. I gotcha. They were in a play, and he said someone else's line, and that would be really awkward.
Yes.
Okay, now I get it. Okay, well, that's good. So that gives you an idea. I think when I think of awkward, I think of uncomfortable. And I think all of us at some point have been awkward, huh?
Nope.
You've never felt awkward?
Many times, but not Adley. My sister has never felt awkward.
She's never felt awkward? Yeah. That might be true. It's kind of crazy. All right, so should we move on to ways you can calm down when you're awkward?
Dad, you're going first to me.
You didn't tell me I had to talk anything. Okay, I'll go first. Here's the first way you can calm down when you're awkward. I think the first thing is that you can remember that everyone's been in an awkward situation before.
Not me. Okay.
All of us have. And so if all of us have felt awkward, then we all understand what it feels like, and that's okay. So that's what I would suggest. Remember that everyone has been awkward. What would you suggest for ways you can calm down when you're awkward?
I would suggest.
What is a way that you calm down when you're awkward?
I punch a pillow 100 times.
You punch a pillow 100 times? What happens if you're awkward at school?
I punch the leaf. I just punch the leaf.
What is another one, like, maybe take a deep breath?
Yes.
Would that help?
Yes.
How would that help with being awkward?
I don't know. This is super awkward.
This interview is super awkward.
I'm going to fan myself.
Yeah. What other ways can we calm down when we're awkward?
I have no idea.
So what I'm hearing this week is you have no advice to offer our listeners. Good luck, everyone, when you're awkward, because we have no help. We have no way to help you.
We'll help them.
How will we help them?
We'll come up with ideas. We'll brainstorm!
Is this our brainstorming section?
Brainstorm!
Okay, how do we brainstorm?
First, we have to sing the brainstorm song.
Brainstorm!
Brainstorm! Brainstorm! Brainstorm! Brainstorm!
Alright, so let's brainstorm.
What we can brainstorm is. brainstorm some ideas. Think.
Talk to a friend?
Yeah.
And be like, hey, friend, that was really awkward when that happened. What do you think? And see what they say?
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
I have one more idea.
Huh.
Talk to an adult.
That'd be a good one. Talk to an adult and say, hey, I feel really awkward right now. Can you help me? That would be good. A trusted adult.
Now,
let's see what else.
I think these will be our last two ideas, then we should move on to the game.
Okay, so we have two more ideas?
Yes.
I think one is maybe call... It kind of goes along, I guess, with talking to friends. I don't use that one.
Okay.
Huh.
Can I say something first? If you have any ideas, pause the video and talk about it, please.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, to pause this, talk about it with whoever you're listening to.
Yes.
Okay, I think also, so maybe, yeah, talk with people around you. I think a good one, too, is maybe to, if you're in a situation and you're awkward, I think it really helps to laugh at yourself. I think, like, sometimes when you feel awkward, you can just make a joke about how awkward it is, and that helps make it less awkward.
That's what I was going to say.
That's what you were going to say. Yeah. Can I say one other thing?
Yes. Yeah.
You have the squeakiest chair in the world. I'm assuming that all of you out there can hear her chair squeaking over and over. We'll work on that for next week. We'll try to de-squeak the chair.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, should we move on to the game?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the game.
Ready?
Yeah, so no one knows what the game is, though. So you got to tell us.
So, why is it starting squeaking? It's driving me A-ball.
It's great. Driving you A-ball? You could stand up if you wanted.
I don't want to stand up because I don't like this.
This is really awkward.
I know. Should we move? Okay, let's.
Yeah,
let's
okay, tell again. Happens. Tell again.
What we're going to say. So, what's going to happen is you're allowed to pause the video and to answer the question. So, we're going to bring up an awkward. Like, you. If you have somebody in the car or not, you can think by yourself. Or, like, anywhere you are and you have somebody near you, do it with them. So, what you're going to do is, so, Dad, you're my partner.
Okay.
High five. If you have many people, high five somebody. And then...
High five one more time.
And then high five them. And then what you're going to do is... Then... Okay. This gets kind of confusing now.
It's really confusing. You got this.
So, then...
Do you want me to describe? I think I know what you're going to say.
Yes.
Okay. I think you're going to tell us an awkward situation.
Yes.
And then we have to determine if it's awkward.
And then we'll say...
Or if it's not. So you're going to describe a situation, and we have to decide if it's awkward or not.
Yeah. So we'll take turns. So you and your partner will take turns, and then whoever got the most answers right wins. Since me and him are only there, we will probably both win.
Okay. Yeah, since we're on the same. So are you going to say a situation first, or should I?
I get to say a situation first.
Okay, you go for it.
And then you can pause the video and guess, and then we'll tell you if it's correct or not.
Okay, go for it.
So, listen to the question. So, you broke a pencil.
Situation number one. Okay, go.
You broke a pencil.
Where?
Pause.
Oh, yeah, okay. You broke a pencil. Was I in class? Was I at home by myself? What was the environment that I was in when I broke
this pencil?
I was at school? Oh, man. And was everybody watching me?
No.
Oh, no one was watching me?
And I don't think that would be a really awkward time.
I don't think it'd be too awkward. If I was by myself and I accidentally broke a pencil at school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think. I'd say not awkward. What would you say?
Correcto mundo.
Okay, no. I got one. So that was number one. Situation
number two.
Okay. You're also at school.
Yes.
You're at school. You're having lunch in the cafeteria. Because it's raining, so everyone's in that cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
And you're sitting at the table, and you're drinking a chocolate milk.
Okay.
And when you're drinking a chocolate milk, your friend tells a joke, and you squirt chocolate milk out your nose.
Dad! You know that story, the yogurt nose thing at school?
Did that happen to you?
Yes! Yogurt went down my nose.
I didn't know that.
How rude.
Okay, so then, and since you have lived that experience, that situation.
Pause the video and try to guess that.
Try to guess. Madison, would you say it is awkward?
It is very awkward. Because I was like, did that go down my nose? And they're like, yes. And the mom's here, I could be wiped. What's up, mom?
So that was really awkward. awkward.
Yeah, so mommy was right there. Okay, that was an awkward.
You know what? I would agree. I feel like if yogurt came out of my mouth or chocolate milk, that would be awkward. So what did you do, though? Maybe we can tell them something you did in that awkward moment.
I did nothing. I went home and...
Did you wipe your nose, at least? Did you wipe the boogers out?
Yes, quickly, before mom saw me, my nose.
Nice.
And then Alexia was like, your daughter just put yogurt in. I was like, Alexia! And she was like...
Okay, let's do another situation. So that one, we have one awkward, or one not awkward, and definitely yogurt out the nose is awkward.
Okay, this is kind of the same one, but different.
Okay.
So you're at lunch, at school, like, at school, outside, like, you're eating lunch outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that... Okay, you're eating lunch outside, at school.
Yes, and you're sitting with a group of friends. Okay. And everybody, because there's spots that you can't sit, people are, like, huddled around. But then, somebody accidentally put their foot on your tray and they didn't see because we're all squished. And your food flinged onto your face.
Oh, my goodness. So they're walking by, step on your tray, and the food flings in your face. What was I eating? What was my food?
Do you want to know?
I need to know.
It kind of looks like poop. That's your guess.
Was it a brownie? I don't know how to answer that.
Yes, it was a brownie.
Okay, so then there's beans. Brownie and who's eating brownie and beans for lunch? Yes. That's disgusting.
No, not in it. They were separate.
Oh, it was two different things. It wasn't like a bean brownie.
And yeah. So it just flings onto your face and it masses up and the chocolate milk and everything else and it looks like poop.
And I need to say if that's awkward or not awkward. Okay.
Pause video to guess now. I'm pretty sure that's awkward. Pause video to guess.
I think beans dribbling down my face, covered in brownie and chocolate milk, I think it's super awkward.
Because then there's like chocolate.
It'd be like beans in my beard. Yeah. Little beans hanging out of my beard. I think that would be super awkward. That's what I think.
Dad, yours?
So there you have it. Are we doing one more? You want me to do one more scenario? Okay.
Actually, two more. One me.
One me and one you, and then we'll end? Okay. So I think, let's think of it this way. Okay, you're walking around in your house. You're in your house with your family. It's dinner time.
Uh-huh.
And you are setting the table. Uh-huh. And you're carrying a large tray of meatloaf.
Oh my God. I don't want to hear the meatloaf.
And as you're carrying the meatloaf, you accidentally trip over your feet. And the meatloaf flies in the air, but then you catch it with your hands, and you put the meatloaf on the table like nothing happened. Awkward or not awkward?
Pause video now,
even though it's an audio. They're not watching anything. But feel free, if you're watching a movie, to pause it to talk about it. But go, awkward or not awkward?
Pretty awkward.
Pretty awkward?
Actually, because what if the camera's just staring at you?
I think what's awkward is that there's a camera staring at you setting the table with meatloaf. That's pretty good. I think, you know what? I think you're right. I think it is kind of awkward.
Because then your hands are dirty and they're like,
meatloaf all over your hands. Your hands have been on everyone's dinner. It's all gross. Okay, hit us with the last situation.
Last situation. You're at school. Because I don't know if you guys go to school or not, but... this better help. You're at school. You're reading this book. And then you're really scared of spiders. And ants. Oh my gosh. Clam. There.
You're right. This is, do I have to say it?
Yes.
This is kind of awkward.
I know.
Okay, keep going. So you're at school. You're scared of ants.
And spiders.
And spiders.
And you're having an ant problem and a spider problem at school.
Okay.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah.
And then while you're reading, you don't see, but the spider crawls into your book and this ant. And then you're like, and then everybody's like, what?
You were screaming because the spider and ant?
Yeah, and everybody's like, scared of the cat.
And so then you're wondering, like, is it awkward that they saw you scream and they don't know why?
But then they're like, scary cat, because then they saw the book.
Oh, okay. I would say that's another yes for me. That's another yes that would be awkward.
But
you think it'd be awkward?
Yes, we forgot to say pause.
Oh yeah, pause. I didn't say the answer, so pause. It's definitely awkward.
Definitely. Nice.
All right. Well, that concludes the show, huh?
Now let's say our goodbye song.
What's the? Should we thank them for listening?
Goodbye, goodbye. Oh,
we gotta tell what next week's emotion is. Is it a surprise?
Yes.
Is it a surprise because you don't know yet?
I haven't thought about that.
So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Next week is a surprise.
And we don't know. So it's a surprise for us. You know, it'd be cool if one of our family members surprised us and tell us what the emotion was.
Maybe. Maybe we can take requests for the next emotion.
Or they
so if you want to request the emotion, just shoot me a text message.
But what if they don't know you?
They'll figure it out. All right, time for the goodbye song?
Goodbye. This is our goodbye song. Goodbye. Thank you for
goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.